about crypto, which way to go, me right info, I'm a junkie for the knowledge, you got it, technology on the move, we ride.
Hey, 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 everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crypto Junkies Podcast. This is your boy, Ragnar4.
I'm here, Havoc, what's up, y'all?
Thunder Monkey, what's going on?
So it's been a little bit, a little while, like I always say whenever we take more than a week off, but we're back. Well, you know, we had some stuff going on in life. We'll talk a little bit about what we've been doing personally, how life has been since the war, since the recession, all this other stuff, and then get into the good stuff, that crypto and that NFT.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, man, it feels amazing hearing the Crypto Junkies song again, man.
Bro, that fucking song jams, like, yeah. Straight up.
We're going to have to buy those rights.
The rights to it, right?
Yeah, exclusive rights.
Out something. Of all podcasts, we probably have, like, it's got to be the dopest song out.
Exactly.
Hey, bro, we do, man. I've heard some other podcasts, and it's kind of like a weird ambient noises, like, podcast.
Exactly, right?
But this is, like... some H-Town stuff. Like,
exactly. There's this one I was listening to, and it was like, welcome to La Chingona Podcast. I was like, cut that out. Cut.
Are they even around anymore?
No, they don't exist anymore.
Oh, man.
Attack them, bro. Attack them right now.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
You know, we rented them out, our studio.
But yeah, like you know, you were saying, dude, like, you know, life's been busy. We've been going to weddings. I think we went to two weddings back to back during the same weekend.
Yeah.
We're adults. You know, it's summertime's coming. We got a lot of shit going on in our lives. This weekend, we're going to Overwatch Outlaws versus the Dallas Fuel.
Yeah. And Battle of Texas.
So we'll see who wins that.
Oh, damn.
I just wanted to tell our audience, we apologize for not releasing content the way that we're supposed to every week. We've never really told y'all, but we were supposed to release an episode every Monday. And hopefully moving forward, we could stay consistent with that schedule. So expect an episode every Monday. And that would hold us accountable as well.
Well, I'll tell y'all some good news. I think I got us maybe a couple of followers today, because I was on Twitter, on NFT Twitter, and I actually took a picture of my Meta Relics version 1 Diamond Wizard and my version 2 Diamond Wizard.
You mean my version 2?
No.
Oh, no, you're talking about... Okay,
yeah, my bad. No, that's fine. I forgive you. You know, trying to take my Diamond Wizard. But no, we'll talk. We'll get to that right now. But anyway, I posted it because I think it's really cool what Meta Relics is doing as far as using NFTs, Web3 technology, and the functionality with the physical and how that's going to work. So you pretty much go on to Meta Relics, you connect your wallet, and then you have it'll read what NFTs are on there and therefore verify that you are the owner of the NFT, and that's the only way you can order a canvas to be made of that NFT.
Gotcha. What kind of stops me from, you know, getting that JPEG and doing it through Canva or doing it through
a
VistaPrint or something like that?
I mean, you could, but it's when we go on the blockchain and it won't be verified. We actually have a way to verify it here.
I hear you.
So we're coming. There's new companies that are for Web3. So
I ain't gonna lie, when you showed me that picture, I was pretty astonished. It looks amazing. It's such a great centerpiece for your home where everybody is going to walk in and be like, what is that? And you'll be like, let me tell you what that is.
let me flex on the blockchain.
Hold exactly.
Good, bro.
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah, it's fire, dude. One of one, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so this is the Diamond V1 Wizard, the Diamond 2, the V2 Wizard. And then I actually, you know, VFriends V2 released actually like a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And we posted on the chat a link for the guys to register for the raffle.
Yeah.
And some of us got lucky.
I did not.
Damn, I think we all pretty much hit.
Except
yo. I did not hit. Havoc did not hit.
I was sad, bro.
Because I hit, Perez hit, Zombie hit, you hit.
My cousin hit, my brother hit.
Man, I did not. Oh, why? How?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you did get the AJ's sports media pass.
Yeah, I got the VSP pass. So, which is AJ is Gary V's brother, and he's doing his own project. So, I did hit on that. So, you know, you win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so I posted that picture, and then Gary V liked it, mm-hmm. and then he retweeted it, the tweet, right? And I started getting so many like comments on it, other people retweeting it. It's a lot for me, you know, because I just last year I maybe had like 30 followers on Twitter, and it was an account that was made in 2012 that I never used.
Right.
And right now I have over 1,100 followers, mm-hmm. And it's all NFT people. So it's pretty cool because like everyone that I interact with for the most part is in like with what I'm doing. And then the other cool thing is just seeing the power of freaking Gary V. Like if he retweets something that
absolutely
it blows up. Like right now I click this link. It has 303 likes, 49 retweets and 57 comments. It has 34,563 impressions.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You know, so this is the power of social media.
Absolutely.
And like you have, if you're doing a business or entrepreneurial or even, you know, if you're streaming, you have to have the social media and make content where it's, I mean, though. Yeah. Yeah. You have to make content.
Exactly.
So are you going to be nervous whenever you meet Gary V?
Yes, he is, bro.
A little bit. I think more so than nervous, I'm just going to be extremely happy because the first time I know I had to meet him in person, but my first interaction with him was actually on Discord, and I had a whole mm-hmm. conversation with mm-hmm. him, and there's a video on YouTube of it.
Yeah.
And that was when I was a little bit nervous, just kind of laughing at everything he was saying, like a little fangirl. But yeah, if I meet him over there, it's going to be more so excitement, get a picture, maybe have some stuff signed, and just let him know about just let him know. It's like, hey bro, I know last time we talked, I thanked you for the bag that you gave me and where I was at. And now I'm over here now. And these, you know, yeah. and I'm gonna let y'all go right now, but V2 came out a week and a half ago. They had the Emerald, the new spectacular class that was coming to the V Friends community or like whatever that's called, the V Friends thing. And they had there was an auction for the Emeralds, so I liquidated some of my spectacular V2s that I got for free for owning the V1 version, and I got together around 13 Ethereum. And I was like, you know what? This wizard that I bought has treated me well, has brought me a lot of
wealth.
So I want this Emerald Wizard. Like our little card business that it's up and coming, little small business. Our name is Galaxy Wizards, and we've always been like the wizard crew with my brother and my family, like whenever like playing games and whatnot. So I just had this like, I need to have this Emerald Wizard. And I actually have like 12 ETH or something like that, or maybe 11. But I called you, Havoc, and I was like, hey, bro, like, there's this wizard, and it's an emerald, and XYZ. I really want it, but I'm afraid that I might not get it, and I need the most Ethereum that I can get. Like, how much ETH do you have? And what did you tell me?
I had about 2.2 ETH, and which is what, like $7,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I sent you everything, bro.
Yeah, you sent me everything. And
I mean, I didn't hit on the on being able to mint by myself, but I had so much belief and so much conviction on V2 that honestly, if I had more, I would have sent you more.
Yeah, exactly. And so so he sent me that money, and then the auctions start, and I'm there, and I'm like, okay, 4.5 ETH, and I'm like, okay, 4.75. And it goes to 5, and then all of a sudden we're at 7. But what I'm seeing is that some of the less popular characters are starting to be like the auction is ending, and I'm like, yo, I'm like, if I let this go on too long, the people who didn't win at the low end are now gonna become my competition in the next 10 minutes, in the next 20 minutes.
Smart.
Unless I cap this off right now.
Yeah.
So.
Go all in, make a big play.
Make a big play, and it's because I started playing poker with these guys. I was like that poker mind. I was like, yo, this fucker who's been against
all in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had bid 7.5 Ethereum, and then the guy bid 8. So now it's at 8, and every time you bid within the 10 minutes, it expands or it goes longer for another 10 minutes, right? So I was like, I was telling my brother and I was telling my cousin, yo, if I don't gut check, and I literally said this, like, yo, if I don't gut check this fucker right now, we might not get this wizard. It's like, gut check him or what? And then they're like, yeah, bro, fuck it, do it. All right, like, all right.
Ten ETH.
I raise you $7,000. It's like, 7 G's more, 10 ETH, let's go. And turns out it wasn't no gut check, it was a knockout. I KO'd this fucker. The auction closed and we won the Emerald Wizard. So I didn't end up needing all the 13 ETH. We did 10 ETH. We knocked them out with a 2 ETH above, offer. And then Alexis is now, I didn't use all his ETH, but he's still 1/10 owner of the Emerald Wizard.
I'll take it.
And, you know, and people are probably like, yeah, 1/10 owner, right? Like, what the hell is that? But in the future, if fractionalization does happen and there's different companies like Rally or Logan Paul's new company that he's doing that are fractionalizing things. And what that means is just like a stock company. If a stock company is worth X amount of dollars, if they release 10,000 shares, then each share is going to be worth a certain amount. So with the Wizard, if it ends up being a $500,000 token, a $1 million token, we can do 10,000 shares or whatever XYZ. And we sell them for 100 to 500 a pop. So, like, let's say Alexis is a 1/10 owner. Let's say we do 50,000 shares. He'll get 5,000 shares, if my math isn't wrong. He'll get 5,000 shares. And then let's say 5,000 times 250, which I think would be cheap. I think 500 would be more reasonable. So 5,000 times 500, what is that? Fucking money. 20,
yep, it's money.
Fucking money.
Fucking money from a 3,000. Easy, bro. You know?
Well, you know, my thought process is I had a 2.2 ETH and I wasn't really making any plays the past month and a half, to be honest. Maybe 2 months. I really haven't made a play, but I had trust in you. I had trust in Gary V. I had trust in V2. And I was like, man, I'm going to give you everything. And, you know, rolled the dice and we hit.
We hit.
But we hit on something else that's way bigger.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Gary V on that, too, because We bought into V2 at, like, what was it, mint? 0.33, and then I paid like 0.38 altogether with gas fees, and I ended up flipping post reveal for 1 ETH.
Nice.
I got like 0.9 back with everything else factored in there. Yeah. And then I bought ApeCoin.
Ooh.
ApeCoin blew up. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I went to like 1.17 ETH, and I was like, well, shit, off of 0.4 ETH, I made fucking another few like, grand off of it.
Yeah, it was like, you probably good stuff. Like 2,500.
Yeah. Extra. Yeah, yeah, like 2,500 extra. I was like, fuck yeah. Well, you know, now that you were about to mention it, the biggest, if not the biggest, if from probably of all time,
of and all
it's
time.
Probably going to continue to be of all time.
Yes.
Is the Yuga Labs finally released their metaverse land.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh.
And it's called The Other Sides. The other side. And the official description says it's an MMORPG game where players can employ their NFT as a native avatar or character into that world.
Wow.
You're familiar with MMORPG, right? Yeah. Like, that's basically what RuneScape.
Yeah, he's the second best RuneScape player in this room right now. Mm-hmm.
This guy's a fucking botter.
He bots everything, dude.
Yeah.
But what's an MMORPG?
So MMORPG, I don't even want to say the
massive multiplayer online role playing game.
But what it really is, it's just a huge world where there's people who log in from all across the world to play and they interact. And there's like quests to do. You can build a life essentially and have friends.
Build a life.
So
kind of like Second Life, kind of like VR chat. Those are two great examples.
Or Sims. I never played it.
Sims.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. But essentially, like, you build a life, and the reason why people like to stay in things like that is because humans, we look for escapism. So whenever we go watch a movie, whenever we're going to go have fun, we're drinking.
Right.
It's escapism from what we're normally doing. And this is like the ultimate form of escapism because you have things to do, there's goals, and it's easier to accomplish them in the fake world than it is in the real world. But you get like, whenever you reach a milestone, you get a congratulations, you fucking did this.
Exactly.
You know? So you get like affirmation from the game and people in the game.
And I completely agree with you, but I think there's an added component to this project, and that component is the ability to make money. the ability to have resources to do tasks and actually generate maybe ApeCoin. There's a little speculation there, but I'm pretty sure people are going to be making massive amounts of money on this project.
Thunder, tell us about your conversation with Zombie, because I know that you and Zombie were the first ones who were like really all in on the Bored Ape Yacht Club land. I was busy with VFriend, so my focus was there. And you know, Alexis wasn't in the game really until he was at the very end. And I know that you guys were very like taking it seriously. And I know that me and Alexis didn't respond. It was like 6 a.m. and then we woke up and we're like,
kicked out and the then chat. You kicked us out the chat.
Nah, dude.
What happened there?
Like, bruh, you better respond right now or you're out.
I closed it, bro. Well,
hey, call him out right now, bro.
Let's be honest.
Call him out.
I wanted to get the money situation sorted out and made sure that we had our ape where we needed it to be. We had the ETH where it needed to be. Because I know you were probably a little short on gas due to the day before you had just purchased the Emerald Wizard.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, shit, you know, you're probably out of gas already. Yeah. So I wanted to do a group effort on it because I was like, first of all, it's Yuga Labs, and we all know that they're very fucking popular.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, I knew it was going to be a gas war.
Yeah.
I mean, no question about it. This is the biggest project of existence currently. The gas war is going to be crazy on this shit.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get all of us together. Because me, so I had KYC, and then Zombie also had KYC.
What is KYC?
KYC is know your client. Basically, a company, you have to provide them with a lot of your personal information in order for them to submit it to the government.
For tax purposes.
For tax
and
purposes
all that.
To keep track of what you're going to do with the money or what you do with the money. Stuff like that. Basically keeping track of you. But I mean, a lot of people were weary about getting KYC. So a lot of people didn't do KYC. But at the end of the day, I thought of it as, well, fuck, the government already keeps track of us to begin with.
Right.
We already have a social security number. Mm-hmm. They know everything we do. So all of our transactions go through a bank. So I was like, you know, what's a KYC?
Yeah.
Isn't going to hurt to do.
Exactly.
I do get there's people who are probably overseas and don't want to give up their information because they're probably fucking millionaires by doing some sketchy shit. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I wanted to get all of us together, which is, you know, kind of worked out. Me and Zombie got in together, BAYC, into the other side land. And then you ended up getting with Alexis, right?
Yeah.
Or is he not part of it?
No. Yeah.
40%.
Yeah, he's 40%.
Don't disrespect me.
No.
Yeah. No. We got in, but I wanted to get just like, you know, from your story how it was and just the conversations.
No, we appreciate. My bad. It just goes to show how valuable our Stonks group chat is that because. Stonks. Because y'all were so interested in another project and you were interested in a different project and me, I'm just reaping the rewards of both of y'all. it goes to show that if we're all actively involved doing our own thing and listening to different pulses of the Web3 ecosystem, we could all come together and just make a shit ton of money and make moves to make a lot of money. I think it's great. I think it's
brilliant.
That's awesome.
I love what you just said. That sounded really nice. The pulse of the NFT space. Or what did you say? The Web3?
Yeah, Web3. Yeah, Web3. Very well said. But I mean, it's good to get into projects together because you think about it, it's very low risk for us. So, you know, let's say the land was 10 ETH and we got 10 guys in there and we all just paid 1 ETH.
Yeah.
We're putting in $3,000, but we might not lose $3,000. You know, it's very low risk, but it has the possibility of being high reward. We're not losing too much. It might be too much for some other people, but for us, I know we're okay in a good standing point.
Oh yeah. And so it's also funny just because I thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much, bro. If it wasn't for you, then me and Alexis would not have any land.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can you explain? We use your KYC.
You're gonna have to pay me taxes, bro. Chill the fuck. You guys are gonna have to pay my taxes.
He's actually not wrong.
Because if you guys sell that shit, it's KYC to my name.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Hey, cut him off. Cut him off.
So next episode, Daniel, Thunder Monkey's no longer part of it.
That's the only thing I'm concerned of. That's the only thing. It's KYC, dude. They have my passport. They have my passport information. They have my fucking social security number. Bro, my billing address, my name.
We get it.
KYC is fucking, it's an intricate process. It's a real deal, yeah. They take down a lot of information about you.
We'll figure it out.
I mean,
we'll talk about it later.
I have complete faith in you guys. Yeah. You guys are my friends.
Yeah, for sure.
100% trust.
And the other, no, definitely, like, hey, thank you,
For what, bro?
You and your wife, bro. Thank you so much.
Why?
He lent me his laptop.
Yeah, he has the laptop now.
So I still...
Oh. It's a Mac, right?
Should have brought it.
Yeah.
My bad, bro.
I'll get it from you, bro. Okay. You work down the street from me.
Moving on. Okay. So, where we at?
Okay, so I just want to say... I just want to tell a little story about the whole, like, minting experience.
Yeah.
The Bored Ape Yacht Club land. So...
Can we pause real quick?
Yep. Okay, so I wanted to talk about... the actual minting experience that myself and Zombie had. It was pretty intense. We were anxious, excited, nervous.
Bro, my fucking nerves were through the roof. So I was at a concert while you guys were minting, and the whole time Lauren was like, "Hey, like you need to take a breather. Like it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna get the land." The whole time, bro, I was fucking sweating. My fucking heart was pounding.
Oh, damn.
Dude, this shit was nuts. And I wasn't even minting it. I wasn't even the one minting.
Hey, I just want to say thank you, Raul, because, I mean, also me as well, I was at a party hanging out with some people while you were doing all the busy work and actually minting that. So, you know, I appreciate you for doing that.
Yeah.
But tell us, what happened?
Okay. So I hit up Zombie and I'm like, hey, bro, I'm going to come over to your house so we can use your fast Wi-Fi and we're going to mint together. And that way we can help each other out with like planning. So minting time was at 8:00. So I got there at 7:00, an hour early. We set up our computers and then we opened Block Native. So Block Native, it actually tells you on the bottom like the max gas fee, and gas is transaction fees. So it tells you the max gas fee of the market, like throughout currently. And it also tells you the percentage of probability that your transaction will go through. So if you can check, if you put this amount of gas, it's 90% probability. And then it works its way down all the way to 70% probability that you'll get the transaction. So we had that tool on our side. We're getting ready for the mint. And then me and Zombie are talking, and I'm like, because the whole day I was calling everybody. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, but I called every single person twice or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if someone told you, but like, I was like, yo, Zombie, I called him twice. I called him twice. I called him twice. I called Alex twice. And just like, what's the gas going to be like? Or like, just warning, like, yo, this gas shit's going to be like high. Like, I don't predict it being an ETH or less. Like, it's going to be over. So then me and Zombie are talking it out. I had actually sold gems from Vivi, and thanks to my cousin, because right now I'm trying to buy, if I wanted to buy Ethereum so I can have enough gas, Chase doesn't let me. So right now Chase isn't letting me buy crypto. Like, it's, I don't know why.
Wait, you're telling me a centralized network is preventing you from dealing in currencies?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So they're not letting me buy, but luckily enough, my cousin, you know, he has Chime. So
Chime?
Yeah, Chime.
What is that?
Is it like Cash App?
It sounds like a very beginner level, like, I guess, bank account. But it's not like the big ones that are very well known or very well established. But he has that account, and with that account, he has no problem. He can buy crypto left and right. So what I did was I liquidated assets on Vivi. I sold gems for half off, and then I sent him all that money through Cash App. He would get it from Cash App to his Chime, and then from the Chime, he would buy crypto from his crypto wallet to his MetaMask, from his MetaMask to my MetaMask, from my MetaMask to your MetaMask.
Yeah. which, damn, that was fast, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But all within a day, huh?
All within a day, because I needed the gas, so... Because I literally had like 0.8 or something like that left. And then I ended up with like 1.56. And
nice.
And I made it happen. Because I told you, like, you knew I was pretty much drained.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I have 0.86.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that's it. But I was like, you know what? There's no way in hell we're going to miss out. So we had that block native pulled up. And then it gets to 7:58. So we're over here, you know, like refresh, hitting refresh on the screen.
7:58 when mint time is 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Okay. Okay. So like 2 minutes off. So we're all like refreshing. And Zombie's like, you want me to turn the music off? And I was like, nah, bro, keep the music on. So like, you know, keeps us relaxed because, you know, we're all.
What were y'all listening to?
We were listening to Playboy Cardi. We were listening to 21 Savage.
Hyped up. Hyped up.
We ready to raise some money. So we're pretty much, we start to sweat, you know, just like 2 minutes out, like we're like, oh fuck, we're getting nervous. And then I'm just there with a new laptop, not mine. So I'm like having to like try and get, okay, this is gonna be like how I'm like, because you know when you use a laptop, you're very used to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
So I was having to prep. I'm like, okay, this is how I'm gonna sit so that I can, because I don't know why, but the laptop, whenever you go to type in a number, it has the number in front of it, and then you have to hit the back arrow to like mess with it, or maybe for that site, but that's how it was for me.
Oh, no shit.
So it wasn't like I could just type the amount of gas fee that I wanted to spend.
Yeah.
I had to type in the one number and then move it with the cursor back and then.
Because you have a Windows laptop, right? Or is it a Mac?
No, it's a Windows. But
Windows, right? Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with it. But
you're more.
Basically, you had to maneuver through someone else's laptop. Yeah.
Someone else's laptop. And then it hits, 7:59, and then it hits 8, or like 7, it's still 7:59, but I'm refreshing, and then I see like some little flashes of blue as I'm refreshing, and I'm like, yo, this shit's about to go live or something, and then it turns into a blue color, and then it's not live yet, we just connect our wallets, and we're on the buy page, and then like we keep doing it, and then it refreshes, and it says buy now, 3058, and then you can actually do two in the transaction, you could have done two at the same time.
Oh shit.
You know? And
dang.
Yeah, we didn't
know. So we missed out.
No, well, we missed out in a sense because we should have taken this more seriously.
Right.
And everyone had more money because we left two mint spots available.
Right.
And had one of those hit a coda, everyone would have been straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's okay. We learned. So then that happens, and me and Zombie had already done the calculations of 5,000 Gwei is this much Ethereum. 6,000 Gwei is this much Ethereum. And we're like, yo, we're going to start off right away. We're going to start off at like 1.3 ETH. Because it was like 5,200 Gwei. And we're going to start off at that amount because we don't want to be the people who start off at 0.3 or 0.5 and then have to raise their fees all the way from the bottom here.
Exactly.
Right? I don't know if that means anything or that doesn't.
No, I think it does because, they're kind of left behind. They're already back, you know, trying.
So they have to go grab them.
Exactly. They're backtracked and you're already going, you know.
As soon as it comes out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Super fast.
So then we're looking at the block native and we're seeing like, oh shit, like 7,000, 9,000, 10,000 Gwei. And we're at 52. You're like, raise it. Like right now, let's raise it. And we learned that same day on a YouTube video how to raise it. So but my issue was that I only had 6,400 worth of Gwei.
Right.
And it wasn't letting me raise. And then like the fee went down, like the base fee or whatever.
Right.
Went down. And as soon as that happened, like I raised it to 6,400 and it somehow went through. But
was it immediate or how long did it take after raising it?
No, it took more. So then. So I had raised it, Zombie had raised it, and then we're checking like the ether scan and I'm like, I can't see shit. Like, I don't know what this means. You know, it says zero Gwei. Does that mean it's not going? But then we found out you have to scroll down, click see more info, and it shows you how much Gwei you input. And then, 10, 15 minutes later, we hear a transaction, but it's on Zombie's computer. It's the MetaMask. And we're like, oh, your transaction complete.
Right.
And so he starts freaking out.
He's hyped up.
Yeah, he's hyped up. And I'm hyped up too. But it's like half of me's hyped up, half of me's shit faced.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Envious. Like.
No. I'm not envious. I'm like, I'm happy for these guys, but like,
what about me?
And so Zombie's like, no, bro, don't worry. There's still mints left. Like, you got this, blah, blah, blah. Then, Alex is calling on the phone and Zombie's talking to him. And he's like, nah, bro, like, mine still hasn't gone through. And turns out he only had put, like, 4,000 Gwei or something. So he 15 minutes had gone by and he still hadn't raised his gas. So, like, we were, but Zombie was like, nah, bro, you're fine, Alex. You can still get it. And then 10 minutes later, then I hear the transaction and it's on this laptop, and that's when we fucking like go ecstatic and like fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, so it took 30 minutes for the whole process for you to actually go through.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah. And then Alex called again, and then Zombie was like, yo, Raul got it. And then I think then Alex, like, he must have been shitting bricks because he still hadn't got his. And I told Zombie, yo, like, he needs to raise it right now. Because as soon as this shit hits 30,000, 35,000 minted, it's going to run, right?
Right.
There's 50, there was like 55,000 that were available for mint or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
So as soon as it hit that 35, it started going, and the gas fees were like at 10,000 way, because I know a lot of whales were saying that they paid like 2.5 Ethereum in gas, or like people paid 2.5 ETH, but I only paid 1.4 and Zombie paid like 1.6.
So they chose,
which is good.
They chose to put that much gas, pretty much.
Yes, but also at the end, because the gas fee wouldn't go down anymore. Mm. Like, it was towards the end. It's like, okay, this is the end. So everyone was paying max gas to
right.
try and go through.
Well, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Congrats on both of y'all for putting in all that legwork to actually get the land.
Yeah.
It's got to be a great experience, though. That sounds like fun, dude. I wish I could have been there, man.
It was dope.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Star Sailor Siblings when we originally minted that, and everybody was here, and we're all minting, and we're all excited.
Yeah.
Man, it's a great feeling.
It was exciting. We, I think Maggie had made us, like, some, what are those called? The ones that we keep getting? Palomas?
Some Pop-Tarts?
No, palomas.
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, palomas.
Yeah. She had made us some palomas in the process, so that we had drank like two at that point, so that was like helping us relax. And then after we minted and we were excited and everything, we went and we bought some more drinks and started drinking, watching a boxing match, and it was a good night. And I left after that, but definitely we were both so happy because we have been a year in this space, but we haven't really known how to win gas war like 100%. Mm-hmm. But we just got this fucking Bored Ape Yacht Club land under our belt, and that makes me so much more confident to win a regular gas war.
Which is a stark difference from where we first started, where all we would do is go to MetaMask and we would just like do fast and that's it.
Yeah.
And maybe do speed up once or twice and we'll be like, okay, well, maybe we'll hit, maybe we won't.
Yeah.
But now we have that expertise, that knowledge in order to win gas wars. Imagine the information. What you just learned, imagine if we had that information from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
How much would we have won throughout that process?
Even more. Like, a lot more. Because now that I see how it works, it's not the hardest thing.
It's not. It's really not.
You just have to pay attention to what everyone else is paying and be confident adjusting the numbers.
Yeah. Because
that's what people aren't like, oh, wait, if I adjust this number, like, what's going to happen? Like,
right.
How much am I going to pay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, I mean, we ended up... So me and Zombie went in, then you and Alexis went in, and the reveal was the day after. So not necessarily, not really 24 hours, but a few hours later, the next day is when they did reveal. And I mean, you guys landed a pretty nice, solid piece of land, right?
Yeah, we did. How about you?
No, I mean, we did too. We got Yuga Labs hasn't released any information.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows
what's
actually worth something or like what has more value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just basing it off of rarity of whatever.
Correct.
The
speculation, or you know, you have a Yoda, so you Yoda
Coda. It kind of looks like a Yoda, to be honest.
That's probably where they got the idea from, to be honest. But a Coda, and you know, if you have a Coda, your shit's worth fucking
stupid,
like 30 to like 200 ETH.
Yeah,
just depending on what your number of mint is, you know, due to you owning a BAYC and type shit like that.
Yeah.
But, so they're releasing, there's different types of sediments. There's different types of artifacts, resources. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's different tiers of land. So right now it's just in speculation. You know, well, we have a 5-tier land. Does that mean so 5-tier is supposed to be the rarest.
You got a 5-tier?
Yeah, we have 5. I think you guys have 5-tier.
Yeah,
as well.
I think we do too, bro.
You guys have 4 or 5-tier.
4 or 5.
It's pretty up high, but you know
our sediment is 3. That's the top tier for sediment.
Yeah, Dope.
So, yeah. But so that's really good.
4 out of 5 on the.
Oh, the yes. tier list. Yeah. Which I mean, you know, does that mean that it's the largest plot if you have a 5? Like, is it the largest fucking size of land?
Yeah.
That you could have.
There's still a lot of speculation. Who freaking knows right now?
Because you guys landed a artifact called the Tovar.
Yeah.
And it looks like a fucking little dragon.
Yeah.
That's but, crazy. You know.
But what does that even mean, man? Yeah,
exactly. Like, does that mean it's fucking super rare and like it's gonna do something? You can sell that shit for 200 ETH.
Bro, I hope because off of playing RuneScape and World of Warcraft.
Exactly.
Like
mounts.
That looks like a mount.
Yes.
Or like, because it's it. It looks like a little dragon. Maybe it's a baby dragon, but as you train it, as you get resources, maybe it evolves.
Becomes a large dragon. Dragon. You see, I didn't even think about it like that, dude.
And then you can travel the land, get more resources, maybe fight things, you know.
Yeah. Well, then, so we landed an artifact called the Jar of Coda Farts. And we're like, well, fuck, there's only 10,000 Codas.
Yeah.
And there's only like around 500 to 600 Coda fart jars.
Yeah.
So, like, what do they do to Codas? Do they allow them to fly? Do they, you know, is it like a serum?
And exactly. That's the way I was thinking of
it. Does it transform them into something?
They evolve with the jar.
So the whole thing of the land itself is that it's supposed to be a dynamic NFT, which means that it's always changing based on what you do with your land. So if whenever they open the game, let's say you go on an adventure with your character, and you decide to gather resources, you know, your land changes, you know, with how you interact with it.
Damn. Yeah. There's so much that I see.
There's so much speculation, and we're just all excited to figure out what the gameplay is going to look like. All I do know is that our land, our artifact, is 0.09% rarity. So 80 of them. From what, 100,000?
100,000.
Yeah. Until the next 100,000 are released. But still, like, this is very, very rare. And at that point, because they're saying it could take a year or more to release. So, which, that's the scary part about the market. Because, will people want to dump until that comes and then it starts to go up? But if it just maintains where people are very interested in it and what they're going to give with it, then I can see where we can sell that for like 30 to 70 Ethereum.
Hopefully, the case.
It would be insane.
Yeah. Well, and then they also said that whoever holds the other deed right now, the other side part of land, they're going to receive the other 100,000 lands.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Wait, what do you mean?
So if you know, the other 100 lands are supposed to release.
Uh-huh.
If you're holding land right now, you're going to get the other piece of 100,000. Yeah. So if you hold 100 of them, you're going to get 100 of the other 100,000 released.
So hold.
It's a key. Yeah, it's the key to the other 100,000 land, depending on what they end up doing with it. I mean, they might scrap it. You know, we don't know at this point. They have been real secretive on what's going on. The mint itself, I mean, fuck, we all just within small details that we gathered, you know, amongst people on Discord is where we kind of figured out certain things and how to do this and that. But I mean, Yuga Labs has been really fucking quiet on this mint.
And even though that's the case, you know how much the volume is on OpenSea for this one project? It has over 200,000 ETH. Wow. So it's about $600 million worth of money just flying around one another on just one project.
It hasn't been a week.
It hasn't been a week. And I think the highest project on there is CryptoPunks, and they're at 900,000 ETH. But CryptoPunks has been out for, you know, not forever, but it's been out for a few years, since 2017.
Yeah.
And I think just recently is when OpenSea has been gathering statistics on that. But, yeah, I mean, shit, it's, like you said, it hasn't even been a week, and shit, they're already up there. Hell, it might have gone up now since the last time you looked at it.
Yeah, man.
That volume has been fucking nuts on it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't – this is why we went at this hard, even though it was an expensive –
And so right now, you know, we look at the floor and I think they're sitting at like a 3.5 ETH floor.
Yeah, that's about right.
And it's been fluctuating. It's been going between 3 to 4 ETH. Yeah. And I was looking at some people on Twitter and they were discussing that they're going to see this go down to like 2 ETH, which
I can see it.
In my opinion, if it does,
we should buy.
I feel like it's a good buy-in point, not only just for us, but for people who want to get involved. I mean, what, 2 ETH is what, 6 grand?
Yeah.
And you'll probably pay like $100-$200 and get cheaper than the mint itself.
I mean, let's put it this way: like for the people that are listening and are part of our crew, If it's $6,000, get six people to put $1,000 and you're in the community.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, you reap the benefits because we don't know at this point. It's all speculation. We don't know what Yuga Labs, we know what they're capable of. We know that they've provided a lot of utility to their Bored Apes.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they provide the same utility to landowners, especially considering that all these major corporations, investors have been saying that the metaverse is going to be a few $1 trillion industry
absolutely
within the next few years.
And even if you buy the floor and you just buy land, I mean, there's meta changes in MMORPGs in any game. So right now it might be worth nothing, but hold the land. Maybe things change and now your land becomes valuable. I mean, not financial advice, but anything could happen.
Yeah. Well, there's that chance that you're able to go to somebody else's land and steal their shit. Oh, I mean, we don't know at this point, but if it's an MMORPG, then I mean, I'm sure RuneScape was kind of like that, wasn't it?
Well, RuneScape had certain parts known as the wild or the wilderness.
Yeah.
So maybe there could be somewhere where you can go and battle others, and if they lose, you know, they lose a portion of what they carry or money, and it's monetary. So in this world, because you can switch it out for crypto and then switch out for USD. So.
I mean, you got to take it back to that movie that came out. Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
It was kind of like that, where they were in a virtual reality world and they were all battling for this one key to get all the wealth in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's kind of what this metaverse land is, you know, to gather all these artifacts, to gather materials, to create, you know, the superior land and to be on top of everyone else.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a, if this dips to 3 Ethereum, if it dips to 2 Ethereum, this is definitely something that you can't let go by. I remember that we were looking at me and Nate Yacht Club, a lot of the people from our group, my brother, everyone in the, you know, was telling the people who had the liquid to buy.
Back when it was, what, 3, 4?
Yes. So right now, and then that Bored Ape Yacht Club, it was only, well, it's still a lot of money, but $9,000 to like $12,000. And then right now it's worth over $100,000. So if this is from the same people, the project that has the most amount of whales, again, whales are people with a fuck ton of money.
Right.
This is the project that has the most whales backing it. It's a no-brainer to go in at 3 ETH, 2 ETH, get people to help you out and go in together.
And what I kind of think about is what Gary Vee said about NFT projects in general. 99% of them are going to fail, and I think that's true.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate. But if I had to put my money on anything, it'd be something like Bored Ape Yacht Club. It'd be Mutant Ape Yacht Club. It'd be this project right here. It'd be VFriends. Those are the blue chip projects that I know for certain will survive long term. So if I had to put money down right now as a newbie, as a beginner, I'd probably put it on this project right here.
Yeah, go get the Bored Ape Yacht Club land. Get your space in the Bored Ape Yacht Club ecosystem. Because it's a space that it's the top tier, you know, it's the best as of numbers and everything right now. And if not, then if you want a cheaper entry, VFriends right now is under 1 Ethereum.
V2.
So you're paying anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, but get six people, you know, make it $500 a pop. Get three people, $1,000 a pop.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the... So you also got to consider this. So, you know, I kind of view it too in the art aspect. Sometimes you look at these projects. So, you know, you'll go to V2 and you'll be like, well, man, fuck, you know, this is a little fucking squirrel and it's, you know, fucking shitty art or whatever. You know, everyone has a different opinion, right? But at the end of the day, yeah, it could be about the art, but Gary Vee has provided a lot of utility to his community.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue to do so. And he's said in the past that this is a 40-year project. Like, he's in this shit for life.
Yeah.
And the future is, you know, it's still far along. You still have possibilities. VFriends releasing their own token.
Yes.
VFriends releasing their own land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been dropping merchandise, which, you know, I copped one of their t-shirts. Yeah. It, fucking high-quality shit. Shouts out Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Which only goes to show that now, if you're entering the market, the Web3 market, you got to stop thinking of like PFPs in general, like just random projects. No, you got to look at the founders and figure out what their true roadmap is, not what they're telling people they want to do, but like what they have already shown so far. Right. And, you know, Gary Vee as a prime example, Bored Ape Yacht Club and Yuga Labs are prime examples of, you know, they will be continuing 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now when most projects are pump and dumps.
Yeah, most are.
Well, you know, we're mentioning these projects. There was this project came out of, like 2 weeks ago, Moonbirds.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
What's it called?
Moonbirds.
Oh, yeah.
Moonbirds, it was, they did a raffle. The mint was 2.5 ETH. Right now they're sitting like at a 30 ETH floor.
Yeah.
And that shit happened within days. Yeah. Like that shit fucking skyrocketed. They went real 40. Fast. Yeah.
I didn't look into it. Why did they?
So apparently there's this guy named Kevin Rose.
Yeah.
He's an internet entrepreneur. I think he also used to work for Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Something like that. But he introduced a lot of people in the NFT space to CryptoPunks.
Okay.
So, you know, I think he brought Gary Vee into CryptoPunks. Apparently he got a bunch of like YouTube influencers, Logan Paul, FaZe Banks. What was that guy's name? Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He got them all on a call.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Gary Vee did. Got them all on a call and said, hey, buy fucking CryptoPunks right now. And no guess shit. What? They all fucking bought a shitload of CryptoPunks.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Rose gave Gary Vee the alpha.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's basically what Moonbirds is that they're the fucking alpha. Like, they know when shit's going to pop off. Like, what to buy, what not to buy. I mean, fuck, we don't know. But if all we know, like, other deeds or... what is it? The other side could possibly be under their radar. They're probably telling them like, hey, let this go down a little bit more. And all you guys get scoop a fucking a shitload off the floor. Cause this is going to be big because they have the connections. They know what the land itself entails for the future.
It's pretty much a lot of them are more into the space. They have a lot more followers, a lot more connections. So they're able to actually see the market in the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Compared to us, you know, the way that we see it, they're seeing it at a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Because they're able to either read, like, you know, Gary Vee, he just reads trends and that's why he's a master. Like, cause he can read what people are thinking, what people are talking about, what people are digesting. And then based on all that information, then he's going to form his plan of action. So I think that's a lot of what like people in the higher tier who are millionaires are in alpha groups of people who are at that tier, at that high tier. And also, they have these alpha groups who are teaching you how to go to gas war. Like, they have the top people who have been in plenty gas wars, and they're teaching you how to do it. So, if you're in that group, you would have been known how to gas war. Like,
who are these alpha groups you're talking about? Llama's one.
Well, Llama's one. Speaking of Llama, like, his floor, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you could look it up real quick.
Yeah, got you.
But,
talk about it.
Well, no. He's been fucking solid, dude. Like, he's... And I've talked to him. I've talked about him before. I'm not in his project, not promoted or anything. But you know, I respect the guy. I have him on Twitter, and we've been following him for a while. But he's been keeping his floor up high, man. Like his followers, the people he has, it's low mint.
Yeah, I mean the floor is higher than
what is
the other side.
It dropped though.
It's 4.4 ETH. I mean, it's still great.
So at the very
beginning,
that's
the Llamaverse Genesis.
And I think when we mentioned it, we were talking about like it was one ETH, dude.
Really?
Yeah, this shit was one ETH, and it's at 4.4, and that's because his community has been holding strong.
Yeah, you're right. It was one ETH.
It was one ETH, and like people have just been holding strong, and that price has just been going up.
A couple of days ago, the floor was 7 ETH.
Imagine that. I mean, I'm sure people were taking profits. Well, you know, why wouldn't you take profits on certain things? But I'm sure they're buying right back in the floor with the 3 ETH profit.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's going to, and also for new people into the NFT space, there's always going to be more opportunities until there's not, right? But right now we're in an era where there's more opportunities. You just have to really research.
Yeah, and I know we mentioned before, like being early. I feel like we're still really early. I mean, fuck.
Exactly.
All this, like the largest volume that has happened in 2021, and then we're barely in the beginning of 2022. I mean, fuck, we're in the fifth month.
Right.
2022, and so much has happened. I mean, shit, we have other side with 200,000 ETH.
200,000 ETH. $600 million.
Where is all that money coming from, if you think about it? That's a lot of fucking money. Almost $1 billion.
Exactly.
And you still don't even consider the other projects that have been going on within the past few months. Exactly. I mean, shit, Moonbirds, I think, is at 130,000 ETH in volume.
And for those who have still not entered Web 3.0, what Thunder just said is the biggest alpha that I think we all collectively could give you. We are still early. 0.01% of the population are barely getting into the Web 3.0 ecosystem. Yep. Buy. Yep. Not financial advice.
Yep. And also, since, you know, it's getting a little bit late, I think we're going to wrap up in a little bit. Before we do, I just want to talk about Crypto Junkies podcast. We have an announcement. We will be going to VCon. Alexis and myself.
TFTI, bro.
Thunder, not right now.
Hey, it's all, hey, the tickets are $800, I saw.
You could get one.
Hey, bro, if you get a flight, we could sleep in the same room, bro.
That's Memorial Weekend, huh?
We have the room already, so.
Yeah, all you got to do is get a flight.
It's at the Ivy.
It's Memorial Weekend, huh?
I'm not sure.
What day is the 19th
to the
No,
it's not.
May 19th.
All you got to do is get a flight, bro. We could all go. You say that, bro, but it might be a thing that 5 years from now we look back at and be like, damn, we did that.
I'm glad we went to VCon.
As good as it sounds, like, it's hard for me to take a day off of work. As much as I'm the person that's like, fuck work.
That's the guy that says, yeah.
I'm the guy that says, fuck work, I'm going to take off. Yeah. I feel like I'm taking accountability for what I'm doing right now, and I'm kind of taking pride of the job that I'm at.
I hear
So I want to hold the accountability of that job for now.
You know, when you're on your deathbed, you will not remember that week. But if you went to VCon, you would be like, I fucking went to that
I
shit.
I love that shit. That was a good show. You can't beat that. There you go.
Shit. Hey. Just think about it, bro.
Think about it. But yeah.
It's tough, man.
Think about it. So the announcement, Crypto Junkies, you'll see us at VCon.
Yes.
From May 19th to the 21st, I believe, or the 23rd, one of those.
23rd.
23rd. So we're going to, hopefully we can get some shirts done or a lanyard, but if not.
No, we will. We will have Crypto Junkie shirts. We'll have lanyards for every NFT that we currently own, and we'll be wearing them throughout the whole conference.
Yeah, so come hit us up, say hello. Hopefully you can follow our podcast. And yeah, I mean, this is the start of something new for us.
Are you guys doing cards? Have you guys seen it? They kind of look like the Apple tags, and people can scan them with their phones.
I've seen them on TikTok, and I've seen them on Instagram.
Like a QR code, sort of.
Yeah.
Where people just scan it, and it takes you directly to the podcast.
We need that.
We'll get it.
Yeah. So definitely, how many days? I think it's like 2 weeks out.
Exactly.
Yeah, two weeks out till VCon. Hopefully we get another episode in before that. But if not, the VCon episode is hopefully going to be dope, because we'll do our best to grab some live interviews.
It's going to be the first time where we make a YouTube video on Crypto Junkies podcast.
Are y'all doing the interview with somebody special there?
Yeah, Gary V.
We're going to try. Hey, also, didn't you talk to AJ?
I talked to AJ.
You think he's down?
I think he's down, bro. Right. He said he's going to be there Thursday.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, look up Crypto Junkies. And he liked the status, bro. So let's see if we could catch him there and do an interview with
him. Well, I mean, I saw that he said like 5 minutes, right? Well, you know, and if you guys do interview him, and those 5 minutes like have to be the best fucking 5 minutes of y'all's
bro,
lives.
We're like, doing it.
Let's do it.
Let's manifest
like,
it right
you
now.
You guys got to make him feel like he wants to be there for a fucking hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fuck those 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do a little more research on AJ and ask the right questions.
Exactly. It shouldn't be like, hey, how does it feel to be Gary Vee's brother? It should be like, hey, AJ, what are your thoughts? What are your plans? What do you want to do with VSP, which is his project?
Yeah. Hey, so I guess that's going to be it then. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This is the 10th episode. Hopefully we get another one in before VCon. If not, the VCon episode is going to be so dope, so awesome. We're so glad to have you here with us. And that's my wrap.
Thank you for joining us on Crypto Junkies podcast.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Boop.
Boop.
All right. Cool.
Crypto Junkies NFT talk. Turn it on. Crypto. low. Let's talk crypto. Which way to go? Need right info. I'm a junkie for the knowledge. You got it. Technology on the move. We ride.